Hello and welcome back to The Flowering Compass, the podcast where every story holds value. I am your host, Maddie, and today is just a solo episode because a lot has happened in my life recently, and because of that, I've had to make some pretty big decisions, or a big decision, and I just want to break down why I made that big decision, and then the fact that all you can do is take the next right step, which is the title of our episode today. So before we get into the decision that I recently made, I know that not everyone agrees with the decisions that I've made, and I've definitely gotten some pushback, which isn't new. I think a lot of times in life we make decisions, and there are people around us and close with us that don't necessarily agree with those decisions, and that's totally okay. The problem is not that they disagree. In fact, having people around you that have different perspectives is actually a very healthy and beneficial thing to have. The problem is that when you start to question and doubt yourself based off of only the people who are disagreeing with you. So, let me explain. When you're making a decision, you should consider other people's perspectives when making that decision. Don't make a decision based off of only a single perspective or your emotions. That's not beneficial, and it can lead to you making a very rash, quick, and even nearsighted decision. However, you also can't let the fact that that perspective is coming from maybe your peers or your parents or your family or whoever impact you. You can't value the perspective based off of who is telling you the perspective. You have to value it based off of the perspective alone. So you need to come at the perspective from an objective angle. You need to ask yourself, is the argument that they made an actual, like, genuine good argument? And even asking yourself, you know, how knowledgeable or how credible is the person on that subject can be really helpful in differentiating the perspective that they're saying, you know, and the point that they're making versus the person who is actually saying it. And then at the end of the day, from all the information you have and what you know, you just have to make the best decision you can. That's all you can do. I think sometimes we get stuck making decisions because we don't want to make the wrong one. I've been feeling this way a lot recently, but really at the end of the day, there is no wrong decision. Some decisions might be more beneficial and some might be a little less, but making a decision is far better than just staying stagnant. With the decision that I had to make, I could have technically chosen not to make a decision, which in and of itself would have been a decision. However, I decided that it was far more beneficial for me to go ahead and make a decision and make a change, despite all of the possible downsides. So I'm sure you all are wondering what decision I made. So I have decided that I am transitioning to a new school for my senior year of high school. Now, I know that that is a really big decision. And side note, if you do go to my current school and are finding out about this through this episode, first of all, thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. And second of all, just reach out to me. So this obviously was not a decision that I came to quickly. It took a lot of thought and figuring out, well, is this really what I want? And just, it was a whole process. But once I did realize that it was the decision that I honestly needed to make, that made it a lot easier. I'm not going to go into all the details as to why I'm leaving, but the basic rundown is I really needed a change of environment. That's the first point, is I just needed a change of environment, not just socially, but also for physical health reasons. The second was that I felt very, very stuck. I felt like I wasn't able to grow. I just felt stuck in a way that I honestly can't even explain. And then I was also intrigued by other options. There's some other schools in my area that I found really interesting, and they offer some really cool classes. And overall, I just felt like the opportunities I gained from leaving outweighed a lot of the cons. The big elephant in the room is the fact that it is my senior year. I will basically be starting from scratch with an all-new campus, teacher, friends, etc., my last year of high school. And that's really daunting, but I do have the confidence that it'll be a good opportunity for growth and to meet new people. Honestly, at the end of the day, I just know that this is the right step for me to take. And my goal with this episode was I just wanted to remind you guys that that's all you can do. Whenever you feel stuck or overwhelmed, just take the next right step. Now, this could be as simple as getting some food in your body or as big as switching schools, but what matters is that you're moving forward. I wanted to make this quick little episode because I hoped that my story would remind you guys that it's okay to make big decisions and that other people don't have to fully understand them. All you've got to do is keep moving forward. Just keep making the best decisions that you can, and they don't have to be perfect. And just keep taking the next right step. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode and gained something from it. I know it was really short and sweet, but let me know if you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it and would like to support the Flowering Compass podcast, I would love to see a review from you on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful day. This is the Flowering Compass, signing off. Until next time.